particular plaque was put up by local residents of the Crow's Nest Pass. It was instigated by the Historic Trails Society of Alberta, and it has been paid for by the Historic Trails and with help from the provincial government. It is now ready to be unveiled. Would you please remove the flag? I now say that the plaque is dedicated, and I would like to read you the words. Crow's Kootenai Pass, Thomas Blackston, gentleman and explorer, was one of the first Europeans to describe a crossing of the Rocky Mountains in what is now southern Alberta in 1858. At the request of Captain John Palliser, he surveyed this historic Indian trail to determine its suitability as a rail route. Although he failed to explore the Crow's Nest Pass, only a few miles to the north, he did mark its general direction, noting ironically that it is a very bad road and seldom used. Blackston's interest in science also prompted him to name several local landmarks after prominent British naturalists, such as Waterton Lake after Charles Waterton and Gould's Dome after John Gould. This plaque was dedicated on August 21st, 1982, the 150th anniversary of Blackston's birth, 124 years after his crossing of the North Kootenai Pass. And folks, you were there.
Wait.
We just about forgot to have the mountain fall down, and also, could we now put the valuable historical documents underneath the plaque, and our man is going to spend the next 3 hours cementing them there. Thank you very much for coming out today, and I hope you had a great time. It's a lovely spot, isn't it?
Right.